Dafkuf Tzadik Tes. Beginning with the Perek of Siri, the 10th Perek. Uchlal Mirasayich, and also you have between you Midas, Shtei Midas, you have two opposite Midas. Behem Hamoiro Vatikva. You have a Midah, a man is born in a nature of fear. Vatikva, and the nature of hope. V'mekoyma miro, moiro, the place of fear is shetia be'inya shemeber inya the fear will bring you shemeber inya shetzarech, will bring you to a point it's going to cause you pain. V'siya loch achris oitoyva, and it's not going to bring you that the end wouldn't be good. V'ein b'ach koyach v'choyach v'choyach v'choyach. Pessimist. The Seichel tells us in the Nefesh that every person is born with midas, opposite midas. You have a side of pessimism in you, which causes you a lot of fear and pain for the future. You have no ability in koyach v'choyach to push it away. Achmoka metikva is optimism. Then, opposite of that, you have a place of hope. You will be optimistic and you're always going to prepare. You're going to prepare ground, things which are going to bring you to good, a tova life. And it brings you pleasant things without any obstacles. And it will motivate you to prepare you preparations that you should not to let it separate the future goods from you. And this is Basai Sam Mitzvah, if you do the Mitzvah Tzivar Kel, because Baruch Hu told you to, and so I said it's Mitzvah Chalisa, because of the good of the past, of the future. In other words, as much of man is being born pessimistically, but he always has in himself the optimism that you could do things immediately with excitement, because he knows it's going to bring you to happiness. Yuchal midas saichi, all seven in between your midas, shtei midas, all the two opposing midas. Hagvura v'amoirech. Hagvura means God, strength, but amoirech, and fear. That you will not do. Mokam Hashem Yishuk, we already have to use the gods, if you meet an enemy. If you go over Hashem, when you confront the enemy of Hashem, Lilochem, you should be able to fight them. Yisroel in God is also needed in order to be able to tolerate kol etzev kol nisoyen, every sadness and every test. V'ritzoyen aboyer is alev v'ritzoyen chosidov, to go through the rots of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the rots of chosidim. Tzadik k'mo shomer, like the posuk says, k'olecho haragnu kol hayom, we kill ourselves for you a whole day. Nechshafnu k'tzoyen l'tifcho, we consider it like sheep which is being slaughtered, and you'll be able to take it. You not break it. We're not being broken because of that. One says, Yalmeni Tzadik Chesed Yechicheni. The Tzadik is showering me with Chesed, and it's chastising me. Like I'm taking the blows of Yisurim. This is the Inyefin Gvura. That's the positive side of a man, but he has the Gvura. Chmokam Amoyrech. What is the negative side of fear? Goya ba'avi Hashem. He will not use positively to fear, but to really fear that he will not try to affect, to, with Goya, wouldn't like to hit, Yosolam Hashem, Shloy Luchambam, will not fight him, Vansha Vedosoy, he will not hit, fight the people who serve Hashem. Veshit is Achri Ma'amoit, Kregel Ma'chichech, Tumash Yezboit Vetavosech. You're going to be humble. You're not going to stand up against those ones who tell you miser, because you're going to use the goodness, everything which is only good for you. Like the pasuk says, because of your softness of your heart, that you call me to Hashem, and you subdued yourself in front of a kodesh baruch hu. Call me the saif, and also you have between your midas, shtei midas, all the two midas, aboishes. shamefulness, you're being embarrassment. Va'azas, stand. How can you use it positively? Makama boishes, where would you be embarrassed? Where would you be ashamed? Ahamra is hametiv lach. Mitarusa alpuna ben yoda. You're going to be shameful to rebel against the one who does good to you. V'chicha oisach, and when he's going to chastise you, which is good witness or bad witnesses, means he's either going to chastise with goodness or the divrei brocha or with badness, which is the klala, the toichacha. You're going to be embarrassed of Hashem. Or when you're going to meet the Nevi'im of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadikim, Moshe Kozak, like Moses says, Ben Adam, man, Haggad is basically tell the Jewish people, Sabais, you call me by the same, they should let him be embarrassed over the sins. So, for Omar, the Moses says, Elahai, my God, Boishti, I'm embarrassed, when I chlamti, Ahorim Elahai, Puna Elecho, I'm embarrassed to lift my face from it. So the positive busha, what is the positive busha which is in a man? And he's embarrassed for the sins which he's doing. He's embarrassed to lift his face to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, I'm totally embarrassed and ashamed to lift my face to you. Because Midas Azaz, where is the place of positive Azaz? Where does a person utilize Azaz? If a man was born with Azaz, how could you utilize him to good? Giyas Rishoyim. And it's mitr shoyim, anshe averos, and people averos are chodkim on emes, those who fight them emes. So he has to need a lot of guts, a lot of others to go to confront them, to go against them. Retzavoyz v'chesed, and he should be able to touch himself with people of chesed, ahazer min agnus, and to warn them from shameful things. Elohoi v'shachoytim, and he should embarrass other sinners. V'chiyach haktanim v'agdorim, he should warn small and big, you shouldn't be embarrassed to be good. Kama Shomar, like the Pesach says, Samti Ponei Kecholomish, I made my face like a rock. Ve'eda, I will know Kilo Evesh, I will not be embarrassed. Because if I know I'm doing the right thing, I'm not embarrassed. So again, it's lifting up all the middles here, how should we use positively, no matter what it is. You could have Busha, you could have Azaz, and both of them use positively. Ve'cheshne Amidas, also the two other opposite middles, Hakas Varotzai. A middle of caste, person is born angry, but also a person is being born with softness. It's also that both of them could be used to good. Mokam caste, where is used caste? Positive. When it toys from derech emes, when it goes away from the truth path, medina tzedek, it goes away from the justified things. Vagvor es hasheker emes vanosha, and when you overstrengthen, even when you overpowering the sheker over emes in the people. There is it. You have to be in caste. When you see Sheker is being administrative, when you see this, you're in caste. That makes brings anger out. That's good. And Mokom Arotzai, where you have to be soft and nice and kind. Happy Kolat Vorim Arotzneim. When Happy Kolat Vorim Arotzneim, you let fall things. You're not stubborn. You ask everything Alofneim on the right path. Vanicham Almuchoneim, put them in the right spot. Velechus Vidarke Emesbam, you go in the fetter. Otherwise, you're very willingful, you're very soft. When people let you mold, let you change to go in the true tab, you give in. You're not angry. You let yourself being easily, softly molded to go into the Derech Emes. A humble person, and not an angry person, and being told the truth, is accepting it. He says, listen, it's not nice. He says, you're right. And he's accepting it. So is also the two midas harachmin v'achzorius. Somebody is merciful, as rachmonus, or the midah of achzorius, cruelty. And both of them could be used to good. Where is the place to use the rachmin? Al adalim. He should have mercy on two people, vanim, v'acholim, sick people, v'apolshim in oilam, or tzaddikim, should they abstain themselves from the world, from them he has rachmonas. A mishem eino im makirim ofen tavosef. And he should be good to those people who do not understand him, the way of his goodness, like he's behaving good and he doesn't know how. Mishem eino de'el ahanik atzmoy. conduct is good. It says Rachmon, people that don't know how to conduct their life, says Rachmon is on them. But also we had over, if somebody is desperate in the hand of his enemy, or somebody is missing goodness, missing many goodnesses, says Rachmon is on him. I'm scared to have a nice up about Shuva, who is repenting on his sin, yes, Rachmon is on him. Over those who cry what you went through on his sin, a person who is sad, is depressed, what you went through in life, says Rachmonos over that person. Mirosa is Ein Shalim, he's crying about what you went through because he's afraid that the Kosbach will punish him. So all those people he is utilizing is Midah Rachmonos. In Mokam Achzorias, what is the place of Achzorias? That you should be cruel, that you should be. Before Amin Hashem, when it comes to punish Hashem, when it comes to revenge from those who are destroying poets in this world, Hashem will go like Pesach says, you shouldn't have mercy on him, don't cover him up, and don't feel better. So you see, every mitzvah which a man has could be utilized to avoid Hashem. There's also two mitzvahs which persons are gaiva vanova. Some people are being born with a mitzvah of gaiva. Some people are born with another. How could you utilize the good? Mokam Gaiva Vagoiva. Where is the place you should use Gaiva? If you're going to meet those who deny Kodesh Baruch Hu, those who go away from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al Tishpedi Al Tikonelem. Be proud against them. Be arrogant against them. Don't be down to them. Don't subdue yourself to them. Shloi Siroi. You shouldn't be looking at Dekasaisen. You shouldn't be looked like you justify them. Sometimes, when a person hasn't got his backbone to stand up and is in company of bad people, he makes himself a nebuch. So by that, he's showing him like he justifies him, he's confident. No, stand up, speak up. You shouldn't look when oitachr di oitza mashchisa, that you go after the bad thing. Sometimes a person, he himself is good, but hasn't got the guts to show it to his bad friends. So he's laughing along, he's going along with his bad friend, you know. No. Show that you're proud of it, and you speak up. Achatiri midas agava vagoiva. Amtai the midas agava. Let's use agava vagoiva. Your highness. Hamoira arefach datum. It shows that you're opposite of them. You don't go along with them. Mitr tzerohem. That you could speak up. I don't need you. Kashi datum in your motzka vehoma. As you saw by motzka vehoma. And everyone was bowing down for Omar, so Motzalo Yichra Varish Tachwe. He made demonstrate that I will not bow down. Like he showed this Gaiva, I'm a Jew, it's a Yiddish Gaiva. That's the positive Gaiva. Mokam Hashimish Banova. But however, where should you use another? With Kiyosech Odom Chosi, when you're going to find the Odom Chosi, the Novar, and a clear man, the Yiddish Lakim, a fearful man, but Chokam Besos Amizokam, Misasubed also makes his avoider. There you're going to be honest, you're going to be totally nullified. It. Anyone who has to you made you Tovah v'Chesed at Chems L'Gomel Aleh, and you have to thank him. Somebody did so much more good to you than you could pay back. You feel indebted to him. So of course you have to be honest, you have to be humble to him. If you're going to take the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from yourself, when a person feels he did wrong things, And he punishes himself, like he takes some din, fast today, you know, he takes some all kind of self-imposed punishment, like he says, give tzedakah, he's going to fast today, he's not going to eat certain good things. There's certain things like for instance, a person has a hobby, I'm giving you just an example, a person loves pizza, or falafel, or loves a certain food, and he used to treat himself. And now it's about tshuva, does tshuva, but he can't fast. Because, you know, he's getting too weak and he shouldn't fast. Fine, but why should I treat myself with my hobbies, with my pizza? You don't deserve it. He says to himself, you're not going to get pizza till this and this date. So every time you're chastising it, you're disciplining yourself, like. It says, Kama Shoma Leposit, Oy Ozi Kona Levova Mo Orel, you're going to subdue you contaminated heart. So Ozi to Savoyim, this way you're going to forgive your avoiders. This means again, this is another, like you. As the Gemara says, "Ein ari noyem mitachkipa shel vosa mitachkipa shel kash." A lion does not roam, does not scream when he sits on a pile straw. Only when it sits on a pile of meat, when it feels complete. Midas another is when a person lives in such a way that maintains his humbleness. The Cheshna Midas are also the act is keeping, continuing to count the Midas, that you could have opposite Midas and still both of them should be used to avoid Hashem. Good. Cheshna Midas is a Habe Vasina, a loving person and a hateful person. Where should you use love? Those who go along with you to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those which makes you rejoice says you use the habit on things with the mask of Savoidus Hashem, which is going to make you happy in the end. Usually good thing, happiness comes in the end. When you make good things, you're only happy in the end. So those people who help you to that, you love them. And become a sinner. And where is the place to utilize hate? Those who go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Omat Keneged Anshe Emes, and they stand up against the people who go stand up against Anshe Emes. The vehicle mashek maka maxis boydech, and things which brings you to those things which makes Hashem angry, so those things you hate. Kama she'omer like the positive, ois ve toiro yahalu l'rosho. Those who leave toira, the dunder in toira, the pish toira yahalu l'rosho, they will praise the rosho. Shomer toira. And those who keep toira, is gorubam. They're gonna fight with those ois ve toira. The Rosha. They're going to fight the Rosha. So they're going to utilize sinner against them. The Chesh Tamidus also, the Tamidus and Divus Rakilus. And Divus means generosity, is generous, gives money. Rakilus, stingy. How do you call it in English? Meager? Kilus. Miser? The two meters of generosity and Kilus, and those who don't give money. Mokoyman Divus, where is the place you should be generous? Lawson called over and put everything in his right place. Lawson called Balmida, Hamuda, Minamoma, and Vachokma. Pimashur to give everyone according to his proper measurement of money and Chokma and Kovat. Be generous. To give the right thing, the right place, the right amount, be generous to do it. Kumashova, like the Pesuk says, Al Simna, Toys Nivola. Don't hold bad goodness from his owner which belongs to him. If you could do it, be generous. If you have the money and you have to do it, al timnata, don't hold back the goodness. Omar, like the Pesuk says, futzim and esecha chutza. Give out your wealth outside. I mean, if Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you wealth, gave you things which you could give of yourself, give it out. Don't keep it for yourself. That's the place of nedivus, to be generous, where it belongs. Because I'll say, that you always have to conduct your lifestyle according to your ability. If a man has money, you're not supposed to be stingy. You have to give your wife and your children, you know, give your chalta as much as you can. It's not right if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a lot of money, you should live a very life as a miser and to starve your wife and children. If you don't have money, so you don't want to go out and borrow, you're allowed. You have no, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give you. But if you give, it's altim natoizmabola. Don't hold back the goodness, give it out. Where is the time of being stingy? Is on who not to give and to keep back? Is that Achzorim? The people who are brutal, Babsoim, on the fools, those who do not recognize them, they don't recognize themselves, they don't know themselves. They don't know what good is being given to them. Otherwise, the youth, if you be good to them, you utilize it to bad. Like the post, like Yosef, let's. The one who's giving is giving Musar and is trying to be close and help out the one is a let, Lakiach Lakolin is taking for himself embarrassment. Machiach Rosh Mumai. And anyone who's trying to be Machiach the Rosh Mumai comes up with his own. You want to be generous to a let, you want to be generous to a Rosh, you're going to get back your own Mumai, you're going to get back your own embarrassment. anyone makes a tayva, the one who doesn't appreciate it, doesn't know it, doesn't know that you fails to recognize you made him a tayva, ki rizorek evele markoilis, as you throw a stone to avoid the zore markoilis. I mean, not supposed. In other words, very you have to be stingy. Very not supposed to give. Don't give to a person who does not appreciate that you gave him. There are people who are the only takers. They never appreciate what you give them. Because the more you give them, the more you need. The more is coming to them. And the Gemara says, the Gemara Chilun, that the one who gives to one who doesn't appreciate that you're giving him is like he throw a stone to the Markoilis. You know what? There was a Voidazor which is called Markoilis. How was the Markoilis worshipped? People went and threw stones down. They made a pile of stones. People came and gave a stone, another stone, another stone. They threw them in stone, they made a pile of stone. That was the way of Markoilis. The Maral explains what was the Yetzer of the Markoilis. What is the way of throwing a stone of the Markoilis? And by the way, even if you intend to stone this Avoy the Zorah because you want to embarrass him, you're not allowed because they're a Chavadosa they can. Just like Po'er, it was Avoy the Zorah, they used to leave the feces, one of them. If you do it even to embarrass Avoy the Zorah, you're not allowed because they're a Chavadosa. What is the Yetzer of the Avoy the Zorah of Markoilis? It's guidance, it's arrogance, it's I'm somebody. And other time I said, look, people worship me. Because every time a person was, he leaves a stone on me. That people see that how important I am. And the more people worship him, the more stones there is. Now when you come, you really intend to stone him, to embarrass him. So what do? You're throwing also a stone at him. But that stone which you threw, when you leave, people will interpret that, there was another worshipper here. Every stone proves a worshipper. The stone does not demonstrate really that he was really out embarrassed. Another person paid attention to me. This is really a stone. So when you give goodness to a person who is not appreciating it, that's because I don't care about it. Because every time why is not appreciating? Because this person is arrogant and feels everything is coming to him. But you going and making him a tzeiva, you just verify it again. Things are coming to him, coming again to him. So comes on, instead of giving, you want to give him, so you're going to make him a tzeiva, what's the opposite? It's coming bad. So otherwise, the Chovei Shavuot says, why have, what is too beautiful, is the other one, you know? What is the other, how should be utilized the middle of stinginess? Being a miser, told it to yourself, don't give. So don't give to a person who does not appreciate your gift. And it relates to the good morning, because it is something which you miss to understand. You know, when a person is a nodif, as a good-hearted person, the divus, so again, here you could see that everything has to be used to good means. Sometimes we're generous, and we're doing harm with being generous. Because when we are generous to people who do not appreciate what you do to them, what you give to them, you're hurting them. Because every time you give to them, it only reinforces again by them the wrong interpretation that everything is coming to them. I got it again. That's Markolis, other stoner, other worshipper. So you're not supposed to give to a person that you don't know. Because usually you give because you're a generous person. You give for everyone. So when Hashem gave us the two midas, either we are generous, either we are stingy. Now, if a person gives, he also doesn't deserve. You're doing harm with giving. And of course, if somebody's stingy, doesn't give where he's supposed to give, then you do harm with stinginess. So both midas have to be utilized in the right place. The chenshta midas, and finally, then we have the two midas in us, atzlo, laziness, vachritzus. I recall this as being
diligence.
We are born with a mid of diligence and a mid of laziness. Mokam Hashemish ba'atzlo, where should we use the mid of laziness? Betavas al-Bahamiyos. When our animalism, love, Tavis Tavis. Hashemhonei Seyad, which I know with the pleasure of this Tavis, Kolfis Me'odam, goes away, just temporary. This is showing all of Kharposan is going to remain the embarrassment of Olam Hazeh, and this world will answer in the punishment of Olam Hazeh in the world to come. There you have to be lazy. Otherwise, all of a sudden you want to do something which is momentary gratification, just enjoyment, perhaps bigger enjoyment. So then be lazy, don't rush. Because you know, the Yetzer pushes you, but be lazy, don't give in. They're only going to be embarrassed in this world, they're going to get punished in the world to come. However, Mokam Acharitzus, they should use the diligence, or noise of Ruchaniyahs. Pleasure of Ruchaniyahs, bigger pleasure. Get up to learning, get up in the morning, go to Daven, make Tzedakah, do good goals. There you should be diligent. To be Masim in all kind of deeds, she is covering by him, which the intention of the deeds is like Gia, the Rotson, and him is worth, to reach to the Rotson of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Omar David Roshon HaGdor HaMelech says, Chashti, I was diligent, I didn't hold back Lishma Mitzvasecho when it came to keep your mitzvahs. So finally, he mentioned all those opposite mitzvahs which we have in ourselves, that you could be, every good mitzvah could be used bad, and every bad mitzvah could be used good. Question is, you have to put it in the right focus.
Yesterday I saw over at the swimming pool I was going by in Spring Valley, the swimming pool was going to open at, I don't know, 1 o'clock or whatever, and all the little kids were outside. I think that they were going to push down the fence to get into the swimming pool. They were so
diligent.
Paris.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, if I had such diligence with the Torah and with mitzvahs and davening, and that's the that's the gashmias pleasure.
Yeah. But you have the diligence, don't you have? You could get up to daven at 8 o'clock, and you're getting up 5:30 to learn Chavis Salvo. It's also diligence.
He's never satisfied from Ruchni's ticketing. And he doesn't see what we see. We look at you, but you're...
You can get up earlier if you want. Look for a chavrisa earlier.
Yeah.
K'moshe z'chalti v'shar hazeh, as we mentioned in this shar of Avodas Elokim. Dai la boichel, it's enough which I mentioned here, la boichel, those who choose b'derech ha'shoro to go in the right way. In mevakesh emes, those who seek emes, la'atma to themselves. And he wants the chokhma for the sake of chokhma. Va'el, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yofek Hashone, should bring us out, should supply us, should bring us al derech avodos, al darkei avodos, in the path of his avodos berachmon, his great rachmonis, amen. Since I mentioned to you here as much as I mentioned, but it's much more of that. Shem should lead you more in this way. Shara Ravi, we're going to open up with the fourth gate. After Avodas Elokim, in order to realize in Shara Bitochen, comes the reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bitochen, Al Elohim is Borech Levadoi. What is Bitochen? Bitochen means that you rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. You see, the Levad is being added. Of course, many people rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not alone. First, you go to the doctor. The doctor says, Father, I can't help you. Oh, then you're in trouble. People get sick, don't feel well, so immediately they run to the doctor, and the doctor says, there's trouble, now I come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was not Levada. Betochen means you only rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You really wouldn't have gone to the doctor to begin with. You only go to the doctor because Hashem tells you to go to the doctor. Let's go. And this Shara Betochen, Yecholet of Psicha, we're going to divide this gate to first for preface. Shiva Prokim and 7 Prokim, Zed Pesach HaShar. We're going to start at the beginning of the Omer HaMechaber. Says the Mechaber, the author of the Chavis HaLuvos. Mipne Shekoda Mamoreinu B'chiv Kabor HaSavoy HaSalukim. Already in the previous, the third page of HaShar, we explained the Chiv, the requirement of to be always under the acceptancy of HaVoy HaSalukim. Re'isi lohovi achra v'abmidat kipud immediately after it ma'ashe tzorech yoyisa mekol advorim lo'oibed alim izborach. What is the midah which is the most needed, the most ingredients which is needed to be emes diga oibed Hashem? V'hu ha'bitochen olav. This is the reliance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol devorav. And all his things. Without proper bitochen, without having the midah of proper bitochen on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't really be emes diga oibed Hashem. In order that you should be all dedicated, all your life and every moment of life to be Oyed Hashem, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you absolutely, the first thing which you require to have is absolute bitochen. Babur, Mashi yesh bo minato alis agdoilis, because bitochen pays off with the greatest reward. B'inyan ha-Torah b'inyan ha-Olam. Bitochen helps you in the spiritual world, in the Torah digger world. And Bitochen helps you, minyan ha-olam, in the worldly things. You should be peace and calm in time. Taloisa b'Torah Osoi, what is the value, the benefit in Bitochen, in Yonim of Torah? Mehen, prop benefit of bitochen is menuchas snapshot. You have a peaceful, you have a tranquil life. Ubitchoine alohov is boiled because you're only on a kodesh baruch. Kmoisha Eved, just like the servant, Chayv Liftach Aladoinov, is required that he should rely on his master. Because if he will not rely on a kodesh baruch, his betech was also obviously he's relying on somebody else. And Misha Betech Bezulas Hashem, somebody's relying on somebody else, on himself or somebody else, Meisir Elim Ashgochosa Me'ol, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away his Ashgocha from him. Imani Yechoyesu Be'ad Misha Bota Kol Fasu, okay, you rely on this one, you rely on yourself, okay, take care of yourself. Otherwise, Chavis Olos explains here, this is one of the explanations, Ashgocha Protis, how much is a Kodesh Baruch Hu busy with a person? How much is a Kodesh Baruch Hu Mashgia, watches the person? As much, you rely on me. If you totally rely on me, I give you total Ashgocha. If you only 50% rely on me, the 50% rely on me, so only I'm giving, I'm watching the 50%. And the year commissioner, like the post says, Kishtaimro is also Ami. Two bad things had my nation does to me. First, Oisi Ozu, they left, abandoned me, which I am the Makor Mayim Chaim. I'm the source of well water, of endless water, of endless supply. They left that beautiful source. And what they do? Lachts of land, they went to dig for themselves, Be'eros, Be'eros, Nishborim. Broken wells. So if somebody has no bitochen, somebody has betech Kodesh Baruch Hu in the mix. Kodesh Baruch Hu supplies you according to how much bitochen you have. The more you bitochen have in Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you. The more Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you. So when you have no bitochen, not only you're stopping the supply of Hashem, but you're leaving me, which I'm the full supplier, and you're starting to rely on suppliers, which don't supply you at all, only disappoints you. So Steinbrot, so you do two bad things. So a person stops getting supply from one source, but knows he doesn't get from somebody else at least, is one bad thing. So you then stop getting, but you don't mislead yourself into getting it somewhere else. So eventually, one day you may get back. But somebody is stopping having bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he emphasized puts the bitochen on somebody else. He accomplished two bad things. First, he stops the supply from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he keeps relying on his koich, on somebody else's koich, which is going to get nothing.
Is the Chabad Vavah says that it's memeil that if somebody isn't bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's bitoch in Mashu Ach?
Yes.
So why is it called Shtei Ra'os? It's really one Ra that has
Okay. So bitochen, if somebody gets sick, has to be spalof HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heal me. Because Bach is nice, and I call Bosser Machla, because Bach is healing. Okay? Now, comes a person, not Batechla Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's getting sick or something else. He's not davening for Kodesh, not asking for Baruch Hu healing. But he also doesn't go to doctors. It's one row, that he doesn't go to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if somebody doesn't go to Kodesh Baruch Hu because he goes to doctors, see, the reason why he does going to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because the doctor will help me, he's doing steroids. Why? Because Hashem says, okay, you don't come to me, so I will not help you. But I will tell you, let those people who you rely on, let them help you. And those people, the doctors are killing. We know doctors are killing people, maybe more than they are healing people. They're doing more hurt for people, more harm for people than they help sometimes. Why? Why one person should be hurt by a doctor, one person should be helped by a doctor? If I go to a doctor, says, I'm really not going to go, I'm going to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm a spout of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm going to tell Kodesh Baruch Hu. What Kodesh Baruch Hu tells me, go to a doctor, let me see why you have a doctor, see what they me. To those people, the doctor is a shliach, the doctor will help. But those people who forget about the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they never pray to Kodesh Baruch Hu because I have a good doctor, so the doctor messes him up, it's steroids. You left the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you went to a doctor, which Hashem puts in his hand, and the doctor will butcher you. Okay.
This is saying the mail that if I'm not the only way I cannot be relying on Hashem.
No, that's the only. Because usually you stop b'tochen Hashem because you have other source of b'tochen, right? If you rely on yourself, so then it means instead of relying on Hashem, you're relying on somebody else, either yourself or somebody else. When this thing is happening, Steinros, two bad things is coming out.
So if a person is ill, God forbid, so he should come to Hashem and daven and also go to the doctor.
Yes. He dumped Hashem. He asked a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And
I mean, I guess I'm asking, where does a person's own neshavas come in? And like, let's say parnasa, a person is a b'teach in Hashem, but he's got to go out and he's got to go out and walk though.
But to Monday night, Hashem. Okay. You should start from the beginning. Shara b'tochen. Shara revi, shara b'tochen, the fourth gate. That's Reish Gimel. Bebitochen Elohim is Borach Levadai. Reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, no partnership, only on Him. Yecholet the Psyche Vishu Psochem, Shprokim, it's gonna be divided in a preface plus seven chapters. Ze Pesach said it's the beginning of the chapter. Omer HaMechaber, Sadeh HaMechaber. Mitzvah Shekorem HaMereinu, in the previous chapter we spoke about the Chiyuv, Kabbalah's Avodas Elokim, the commitment to take on and avoid the Selakim serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Re'ish Elohovi Achav, therefore, vote appropriate right after that, Mashut Zorich, Yoisem Mekol Azorim Lo'evid Elokim Zorach. What is the most important ingredient? What is the most important ingredient for the Oibed Elokim? Okay, we learned through the previous Shal, previous gate, where in the previous gate we learned what makes a person necessary and committed to serve Hashem, as we learned with all the details, that you become a servant of Hashem every moment and every second of your life, you have to promote yourself higher and higher to avoid this Hashem. Therefore, I feel the most important next to be learned is bitochen, reliance. Because this is the most important ingredient to be avoid Hashem. Because after all, we are human beings, where our existence is depending almost on something which is outside of us. We depend on air, on water, on food, on clothing, on marriage, on business. Every second we're depending. Now, if we are going to be preoccupied on our self-existency, how could we be Oved Hashem? We always have to worry about ourselves. So the first thing, to become Oved Hashem, we have to master the middle of Bitochen to reliance of Hashem, because without Bitoyach Hashem, without reliance on Hashem, we could never become Oved Hashem. We cannot become Oved Hashem.
Why don't you learn this first?
Because it says, who do you... In order, after when you learn to avoid Hashem, avoid Elokim, that you have to serve Hashem, you have to take it on yourself with all the proofs, that that's the whole purpose of living, now you know you're forced to be avoteach. Because you realize you have to be avoid Hashem. So now, the problem is, confront your responsibilities. And the first thing which holds you back to be able to be avoid Hashem, is lack of reliance of Hashem, is Bitochen. So therefore we go, but if you learn Bitochen first, that means first introduce gasoline, then introduce the car. I introduce you the car, but now you know I have a car, but now I need gasoline. We know what we want to be. We want to be Oved Hashem, and the first ingredient to be Oved Hashem, have to obtain reliance, Bitochen. We are Bitochen Oved B'chol Devorav. And Bitochen means, Bitochen Oved, you have to rely on Hashem B'chol Devorav, on all the things. Can't say, okay, I'm about to have Hashem 80%, 90%, but 10% leave on me. Everything. Because Bitochen has an advantage, has benefits. If you have Bitochen, gives you benefits, great benefits, in a religious viewpoint, in Avodas Hashem, and also Binyan Olam, also in the worldly things. You could go by life totally different when you have Bitochen than without Bitochen. What is the advantage and the benefits which Bitochen gives you for Torah? Mehem, one of the greatest things is Menuchas Nafshoi. You get tranquility. Menuchas Nafshoi. Ubitchoina el Elohim is Baruch through the Lag al Kodesh Baruch Hu. K'moshe Evet Chayav L'Tech L'Adonai, just like the servant, is required to be Batech L'Adonai Mitnashim, and any Batech B'Elohim, Batech B'Selosa. Because if you don't rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu, obviously you must rely on somebody else. Somebody would say, so you know what? So I'm not going to be so tranquil. I'm not going to have such a peaceful life. Why do you care? Is it your business? So I don't have 100% bitochen. So I settle for less. It's my comfort to say, so I'm not going to be so comfortable. But it's not so. In any area where you're not b'teach b'lekim, it's not that you don't worry at all. You're not a vegetable. Wherever you're not b'teach on a Kodesh Baruch, you're b'teach on something else. In anything, in Misha Batech Bazulas Hashem, in anyone who's Batech outside of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Meiser Elohim Ashgachosame Olaf, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away in that area his providence and his providence. And Meni Yechoyser, Yad Misha Batech, and says, okay, you rely on this, okay, be in the hands of this, whatever you rely on. Take a businessman. If a businessman says, I rely on Kodesh Baruch Hu most of the things, but in business, you have to do business, because if not, you're not going to have anything to do. So Hashem, okay, you rely on it, okay. Let business take care of you. The year commission emel, but it's going to be like the Pesuk says in Kishtayim Lo Yisos Ami. Two bad things had my nations done. First, one thing, Oisi Ozu, they abandoned me which I am Mekor Mayim Chaim, I'm the source, the well of life water, everlasting water which never stops. And what did he exchange me? Lachts of Lehem, they should dig for themselves, Bo'iris, Bo'iris, Nishborim. Broken wells, which doesn't give them anything. In other words, this is bad enough, leaving, abandoning Hashem is bad enough. But question is, who do you took as a substitute? Two things he did bad. First, abandoning me. This in himself is a crime, because I'm endless and limitless. But at least he abandoned me. See, when a person is not a Bater of Hashem, sometimes, unfortunately, see, a person is depressed, doesn't do anything, and you can't pick him up, he's not a Bater of Hashem. But he doesn't do something else either. He does one thing bad. He leaves Hashem behind, but he doesn't put his soap on anything. He's sick, he's totally depressed. So he's sick. But if a person leaves Hashem behind because there's somebody else, you know, people are sick. They forget about the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be spot, but they're going to go to the doctor also now. They give up on life. It's bad. Left Hashem behind. But they don't. But somebody is sick, doesn't talk about Hashem, doesn't rely on Hashem, doesn't inspire Hashem, but he goes to the doctor. The doctor runs around, he's nervous. It's two things. Leaving me behind and relying on something which is absolute, which Hashem says, okay, you rely on doctors, or you've been doctors, and the doctors will really butcher you away. The doctors could butcher away many times a person. Now, here is a very important part. Why do you see some people being held by doctors, some people are not being held by doctors? The same doctor could hurt a person, actually have a team, because it's not depending on the doctor, it's depending on the Batech and Hashem. The one is 100% Batech and HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and he goes to the doctor, or he's a Shliach Hashem, because Hashem sends me to Ksamitza Finish Tadlus, and he puts in a Tfil Hashem, help me through this doctor, and I know the doctor is nothing, Atomo Shliach. The same doctor could be a great help for him, because that's the Mitzvah, Finish Tadlus.
A
right, nothing more than a Shliach Hashem, but the refuah comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a person goes direct to the doctor, because the doctor is the healer, forgets about the spot of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the same doctor will butcher him away, the same medicine will butcher him away. Omer says, Amiris Kvoidam Betavni Shor Oichel Esef. And they will exchange their honor as Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Kvod Hashem, they will exchange the Kodesh Baruch Hu Betavni in the form of an ox who is eating grass. That's the ego. Omer HaKosi, the Pesuk says, Boruch HaGeder, blessed is the man Asher Yiftach Hashem, which will rely on Hashem. Boy Hashem Miftacho, in Hashem is his reliance. Many times we must be this Pesuk. Boruch HaGeder, blessed is the person Asher Yiftach Hashem. That's the double lotion here. Boruch Asher Yiftach Hashem, blessed is the person who is relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Boy Hashem Miftacho, Hashem is his reliance. What is the double lotion here? Remember this? We used to talk about it a lot. What's the double Hashem? Baruch Yesh Yiftach Hashem. Baruch HaGev Hashem Miftachoy. What is it, the double Hashem? But there's two levels of B'tochen. And only the Baruch is only when you have both levels, not when you have a half level of B'tochen. There's a B'tochen, which is the much lower level of B'tochen, that I want something. I want. I have to pay taxes on my house. If I'm not paying, today's my last payment of taxes. If I don't pay my taxes, my house is going to be auctioned, and I may lose my house because I have no idea where will I ever pay up these taxes. Okay? So there's two ways of having betochen. One of the betochen is, I want to pay taxes. So I don't know, so I'm relying on Hashem. What does it mean I'm relying on Hashem? I'm sure I go to sleep, I know Hashem will provide me money to pay taxes. He's going to save me my house. This is one way of betochen. What will happen? It's also a madrega of betochen. No question. It's also a madrega of betochen. And that's many Rishonim explain so betochen. I'm sure, I'm confident Hashem will give me what I want. Will give it to me. It's one way of betochen. But it's not the ultimate betochen. Because how do you know really? That's another betochen that the Chazanish explains it many and have a right for Rashi. There's many. It's not the high level. That's not the Baruch HaGever. It's a Bateach, but it's not Baruch HaGever. He's not blessed yet. Because how do you really know that Hashem's plans is to give you money? Maybe Hashem tries to protect your life. You deserve really to die. Because you did this and this, whatever it is. And since you was such a good Jew, such a good Jewish Shonian keeper, Kodesh Baruch Hu exchange you the capital punishment of death, that you should lose a house. And you lose your house, you have no roof over your head, you're going to have to rent an apartment. And therefore, you lost your house. You've been considered a poor man. Only Kemes. Actually, Kuzbach had not exchanged the decree. You had to be died. But the Kuzbach was only Nechshav Kemes. You're a poor man. And is it a greater gift to you that you lost the house? So what does Hashem do? Hashem, that the customer didn't pay, and you lost money here, you lost money there, and you can't pay taxes. And Baruch Hashem, you're being driven out of your house. And here you're asking Hashem, Hashem, please, hey, save my house. And you b'teach b'kodesh baruch hu. You sure that you're sleeping well, you know, you're lying on a kodesh baruch hu. And then comes 9 in the morning, and the sheriff is here being thrown out of the house, and then you bitter, then you complain against Hashem. That's a low level of bitter. Yes, this you normally know, that is the first level is also a Tel Hashem. But only this is the first level. This is the level in the form of Ishtablis. You as a normal person, you don't have such bonus. And you want to stay in the house, and that's what you should really want. You should make normal Ishtablis. And in the form of normal Ishtablis, when you do, you also have a Tel Hashem. And you ask Hashem, you have to be Mispalel, Hashem, provide me the money to pay the taxes. And help me, all the contacts which I'm making should be fruitful, I should be able to pay the taxes. That's the first responsibility which you have. No question about it. But, to say, but that's the only way to do it? No. Hashem, I'm asking you money to save the house because this is my status, this is my normal way, that's my norm of way of life, and this is what you're asking me to do. However, I'm not really, my tranquility will not be fulfilled only by you giving me money saving the house. No. You know why I'm tranquil? Because I'm talking to you, Hashem Miftach. You are Hashem, you are my Miftach, my reliance. And since I'm in your hand, then nobody could do anything without you. Nobody could take away the house without you. And you making me show the money that I couldn't pay. And therefore, I'm not worried no matter what the outcome will be. And even I'm doing my share of trying to get the money as a responsibility of my shtadlis. But did I get it? I didn't get it. I couldn't care less. Because it comes now when the money is not here. Who cares? Hashem made so. We Hashem Miftach, Hashem is my Miftach. Hashem is my source of reliance, and I'm tranquil, I'm not worried at all. I think I bring it in the book, the story of the Baal Shem. This is Mamash, the manifest epitome of Bitochen. They say the story of the Talmidim. I'm giving pshat, which I, in the book, I don't bring it out so. The writer didn't put it out so clearly. That pshat in the story. The Baal Shem Tov said to his Talmidim, come, I'm going to teach you what is the meaning of Bitochen, and told it, took the story, took the group and took them off to the inn. And the inn provided them as such a great host. The Baal Shem Talmidim was very happy, gave a big suda. And then the father was the three knocks on the door. He asked him, what is the knocks? As well, after 3 years I didn't pay my porridge, the rent. And now, after the third knock, I have to go. And usually this priest used to throw the family into a prison, in a dungeon thing, and used to die there. Mom Shukhla Foshas. I say, now it's my last warning I got, I have to go. So what are you gonna do? So nothing, I'm in the hands of Hashem. And he went, they let him go and they watched him the way he goes, as the way he walks. And while he was walking, they looked after him and see a horse and carriage comes and has a debate, man, and they have a debate, and after a few minutes after the debate, the man makes a U-turn, goes away, and he continues to walk further. And they look after him. After a few minutes the horse and carriage come back again. This debate again, then he goes on the horse, and after a few hours he comes back, says Baruch Hashem. So what happened to you? He says, why didn't I have the money to pay? Because I used to have one customer used to buy all my production. And this customer for the last years I lost him to my competitor. And I couldn't make a living, no way. Now all of a sudden he popped up, says, Moshke, there was a guy, Moshke, you know, how much you want to pay you in advance for all your production for the whole winter? How much you want for a barrel of vodka? He says, you know, my price, the price is 10 ruble a barrel. Says, Moshke, I'm paying all in advance, I'll give you 9 ruble for vodka. Will you make a deal? I'm paying up all in advance. So I said, no, the price is 10. I'm sorry, I'm not giving you up tonight. He says, but listen, I'm paying up in advance. No, the price is 10. So I'm going to go to your competitors. When the last year, he says, to go. Who doesn't let you go? Go. And I let him go. And he went. Anyway, I let him go. And he went further, empty-handed to the forest to his death with his family. After a few minutes, the guy comes back, says, okay, you stubborn Jew, here's your 10 ruble for vodka, and he paid me up. I have enough money to pay the rent. I have enough money to buy products and profession. Obviously, this bitochen is, we know way, if we would do such a thing, we'd be murderers. Okay, it's not on our level. Why, what was pshat in the Baal Shem Tov says, come, I'm going to teach you the highest level of bitochen. What was pshat in this man? This man goes his definite death. He's dying. He's mechuv to make a shtadlis. Why did he have the right to let this person go because he didn't give him his price? Because what would have been happening if he had all the money to pay the rent, he had all the money, it's enough money. He's not relying on this customer at all. Yes, he could survive without a customer very well. And this customer is not more than an added bonus. He had a load of pockets of money in his, loads of money in his pocket. And if Goy would come ask him, would you give it to Menandru? Of course he would tell him no. Why? Who needs you? I don't need you. Would you give me my prizes? Fine, if not, not. Then it would be okay. Then he would be. We would accept it, right? Why don't we accept it now? Because he's empty-handed. He's going dead. He's empty-handed. He has in his pocket a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are Shem Iftachoy. If you have money in your pocket, you rely on your money, you would allow to do it. Because I have a Shem in my pocket, I'm not allowed to do it. Is a Shem shorter, is lesser than I have money? This is Baruch HaGeva, this is Pshat. This is Baruch HaGeva, blessed is the person, Asher Iftach Hashem, Rise on Hashem. When? When the Bochum, when the Betochna manifests himself, Asher Hashem Iftach, Hashem is his resource. He has always Hashem with him. You deal with Hashem, you're dealing, I'm Rockefeller, I'm sitting on piles of money, you can't negotiate anything. You can't press me just because I'm on the edge, they throw me in jail, they're going to kill me, this and this. You're going to exploit it, you're going to blackmail me, that there's no blackmail. If I have money in my pocket, you couldn't do it, right? I have Hashem in my pocket, so why can't you do it? So if there's a difference between having Hashem in your pocket and money in pocket, it's a lack of bitochen. I mean, talking of the high level of bitochen. In other words, to be Baruch HaGever, Baruch HaGever is not a promise of blessing. You're gonna be blessed. No, Baruch, you are blessed. Baruch HaGever Sheiftach Hashem, the one who's Boteach Hashem is a blessed person. He's already blessed. Nothing could compete with him. When is he blessed? Baruch Hashem Miftach. When Hashem is his Miftach, because actually this is the word of the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon. So Hashem Miftach Mishan. What's the pasuk? What is the difference between Miftach, between Bitochen, and Mishan? Mishan is a crutch. Mishan is a crutch. What? Ain't Elishon and Avinu Shemashemayim. Yeah. It's different to Boteach or a Mishan. Now, take a businessman, a healthy man, okay? I will make business here, I'm going to make business there. You have a choice. You have choices. Okay, that's good. Bitochen, there's a lot of levels of bitochen. Misha means a crutch. I take a paralyzed man who is attached to his custom-made misha, his custom-made crutch, exactly to his size, every part of the hand. This man has no choices. He's only relying on this misha, on this crutch. He has only, without this crutch, you know, you can't say, with this crutch he could go, he could move, he could maneuver. He knows without the scotch is total less. Hashem has to be a mishan. For Hashem miftach, Hashem is my crutch. At the second level thing, not only okay, I could do business myself, and I could cancel it's a game, but I'm going to Hashem. I'm leaving this thing. Like I'm going to Hashem. That's not really. That's also bitochen, but it's not the high level of bitochen. High level of Hashem miftach. Hashem is my only crutch, custom made. If I lose him a second, I have nothing on the world. Nothing on the world. Hashem Miftach is my crutch, is a custom-made crutch. I can't breathe air the next moment without him. Then, if a person has this level of bitoch, is Baruch HaGever. He's a blessed person. He's a blessed because he's only with Hashem. But Omar says further. Now, what's the difficulty of reaching this Madrega? How is it difficult to reach this Madrega? To be a Baruch HaGever? You know what's the difficulty? What?
You can become Hefker also. Start doing his tablet.
When can you become Hefker? So what is the antidote that you shouldn't be reckless? You shouldn't become like, I couldn't care less, you know, I have a Hashem. It is good very, very bolder with Hefkerus. It's total recklessness. You think that you're big, but you're nothing more than reckless. What's the antidote against Hefkerus? Where does it show that you're not Hefker? Because at the same time you're such a great level of Boteach Hashem, at the same time you make the absolute good hishtadlus, sharp hishtadlus. So you're not hefker. So therefore we need the first level. It's very good. Why does the Baruch HaGever Asher Hashem Miftachoy? Why does it come right to the point? Baruch HaGever, when are you blessed? If Hashem Miftach, Hashem is your crutch. Why does it start Baruch Hashem Miftach Hashem? First you rely on Hashem, which is the lower level of Bitochen, and then we'll hold you Hashem Miftachoy. You see, it brings its build-up. First, when are you blessed? First, Baruch HaGever Sheiftach Hashem. Now, what's the low level we're talking? You're doing gishtarlus, but you're relying on Hashem. Hashem iftachoy, that you couldn't care less what the outcome is, you're happy. Because if you go direct, Baruch HaGever Hashem iftachoy, when Hashem iftachoy, this could be total recklessness. You are lazy. You don't want to take a responsibility. You know? And you learn to be Boteach Hashem, not because you're really Boteach Hashem, because... What is a gambler doing? A gambler is relying all things on the cash that he may win. He relies on it. He buys a lot and sleeps well. There are people, you know, worry, go out, and get gay betochen to buy a lot of a $3. I gotta take care, he's smiling all over everything. I'm sure I'll be betochen Hashem. I have to do something, I did my ishtalos. That's of keros. That's of keros. You're lying on the lato, not on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order to be not a hefkadig of bateach, first you have to be the first level. Where go to Hashem? You have to do your normal ishtalos and to the betochen. You have to be mispalel, I should get the money to save my house. And you have to go out to try to borrow the money wherever you can. You have to make every part of normal ishtalos has to be done. Because now, if you do the ishtalos, but then you say, I don't care about the outcome. That's a perfect person. That's not hefkeres, because you did what you had to do. You did what you had to do. What you had to do to begin with, in order it shouldn't be hefkeres. If that's the case, you couldn't care about the outcome. So why does Hashem want you to go out to do? So the answer is the chodesh of Roshita, we're going to learn. Because Baruch Hu wants Ishtablos as an end in himself, as a goal in himself, not as a means. Ishtablos is not a means to a goal. If the goal accomplishes, the means is well off. It's not. It was failing. No. The Ishtablos go out and to try and to do, and even to be misfallen. By the way, why do we see a person is absolutely, totally sick? There's no hope whatsoever. And down deep the heart, you don't believe even that a miracle is going to happen. Why should a miracle happen? Every day people are dying from the sickness. But you still have to be misfallen. A minute before he's dying, the guy is not one organ works in this. What do you want? Hashem should create you a new person. You still have to be misfallen. It's a part of his tablets. You have to be misfallen because you're going to save this person's life. How? What, you really expect him to save a life? But chazoka she'ain't fila chazeres rekamim for this. A chazoka not fila ever goes unanswered. Because the answer is, you have to be b'teach b'shem in a normal way. You have to ask Hashem, send a refuah shleima. That feeling doesn't go to waste. Because the ishtalos is an end in himself, a goal in himself. Is what? Because that feeling will be needed for you. For somebody else who is not yet sick. And that feeling answer is being answered that you're not going to get sick. Or somebody else is not going to get sick. Or whatever it is. Every form of ishtalos is a need, is a goal in himself, which Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. So Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure the life that you should be involved in this area, that you be. This is the first level. You have to be b'teach b'shem, and normally, but once you're b'teach b'shem, in the normal souls, you do all the responsible requirements, ishtalos that you have to do, you do. But don't base it that you're going to be successful in Hashem Yiftachoy. No, you're doing that for the second. Because whatever Hashem does is good for me. But if you go directly to the highest of Hashem Yiftachoy by omitting the first level, then you become a reckless hefker mensch. Unless, as the Ramban says, the Shittas of Ramban, somebody is a very high level of Batei Hashem, is really Batei Hashem, and is already saved of the danger of being a hefker mensch, he could go direct to Hashem Yiftachoy. According to that, the posse will be together. Boruch Yashiftah Hashem. How? Boruch Hashem Miftach. His betochen is manifested because Hashem is his miftach, not because his desire has to be fulfilled. Boruch is a spiritual posse. Asher gave it. Fortunate is the man. Asher some Hashem Miftachoy. He made Hashem his miftach. This actually explains it more in detail. He put Hashem is my miftach, not my hishtadlus at all, and not even what I'm asking in my hishtadlus. Asher some Hashem, Asher Gever, fortunate is the man, Asher some Hashem, he placed Hashem miftach, he's my miftach. You know what I want? I want Hashem in the picture. That's all what I want. Once I know Hashem is in the picture, I don't care about the outcome at all. And he not strayed and not went out of home, the stupidities, the sotechosov, who mislead you. Now, what are the rehovim, the sotechosov? That's the shtadlus himself. This is the shtadlus, he doesn't, this is the highest level of bitochom, the Rambans. He goes, Asheshom Hashem Iftachoy. A person is sick, this is actually, this posuk is hinted at the shit of the Ramban. You don't even have to go to a doctor. Some Hashem is like a man is sick, he doesn't even go to a doctor. Why, who is your doctor? Hashem is my doctor. But like Pono and Rehovim Vesotechosa didn't go to the doctor, so she Rehovim Vesotechosa. Now, the lower level of Bitochen, no. He goes to the doctor because that's the, according to Chavis Avoshita, the mitzvah is up and up. You have to do Ishtadlis. So for him, Ishtadlis is not Rehovim Vesotechosa. Because in the end, he's also putting in Hashem Iftacha, that knows not the doctor is healing. But there is a danger. You may forget the doctor that Hashem is healing. You may rely on the doctor, and then your avoider, your shtalos of going to the doctor, turns into the rehovim sotechosav. With the high level of b'teach, this is the ashrei kever. So therefore, we see Boruch and Ashrei. What's the difference between Boruch and Ashrei? Baruch is a requirement. You have to be blessed. Baruch HaGever. You will be a blessed man when you develop your betochen in two steps. Hashif Tav Hashem. First you do Yishtadlus. But you do Yishtadlus by Betei Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you put in the Yishtadlus Hashem Yiftach. You put in the Yishtadlus Hashem Yiftach. Then you become a blessed man. But suppose you arrived there, you reached that high level, and you became the Ramban's Bateach, then you an accomplished person. Then he gives you Asher again, a fortunate are you. Now, for Asher is not a commandment, Asher is a statement. If you reach, when are you really fortunate? If you didn't reach that level yet, you need still the both stages of Bitochni, only Baruch, you're blessed. But you're not Asher because you could always lose the second part. But if you, when is a person Asher again, when are you fortunate? It's a statement. When is a person Asher? You say, fortunate are you, when is it? Actually, if you reach as Hashem Miftach, that you reach such a high level that only Hashem is a Miftach, you even eliminated the first level of Ishtarlus. That you're not lying at all on them. If you reach that Madrega, you are Asher, you're a fortunate man. Omar is a further, Orura Gever. Cursed is the person, Asher Yiftach Ba'odam, which is relying on a man, the son Bosor Zeroyoi, and he makes his muscle, the flesh of his hand. I mean, Hashem Yosef and Hashem is taking away his heart. Now, Orur HaGever is not a curse. Just like it said, Asher is not a blessing. Asher is a statement. Fortunate is the man. Is a statement. So it's a statement. Orur, he's already cursed. It's not we're going to curse him because he's not relying on Hashem. Just like a man who is totally relying on Hashem is Asher, is fortunate, is Baruch, is blessed. So is the minute a person relies on a man is an oro. There isn't a greater curse. Now we know about the Nochash was cursed, but what was the Nochash curse? Ofar teichel kol yemechayecho. Earth you will eat all your life. Could it be a greater blessing than that? You don't have to go after food. Wherever you go, you find your food. Wherever you go, you find your food. Ofar is always available. Earth is always available. There couldn't be a greater bracha than this. What's the difference? The fact that I have to eat meat and fish and everything has to fit is a curse. You have to go out of here, you have to work hard in order to get you should have an appetite to eat. But if a person, imagine, you could buy a car, you could pour in water and it goes. We don't need gasoline, high testing, non-lead. You know, it's the biggest blessing. So why is that a klola? There isn't a greater klola when this creature, this nochosh, doesn't need anything. He has everything available all the time. He doesn't ever have to look up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest. Now, we're talking about the successful man. Orur HaGever, Shiftach Ba'odam, cursed is the man who is relying on the man. Who is the man? You. You rely on you. And suppose you're successful. How long can you rely on yourself? If you're not successful, you can't rely. You're a failure. We're talking about the rich man, the man with a lot of luck. Whatever he does is matzliach. And whatever he does, in Roman style, everything goes 100% fine. Because Bokha gives him a clean ride, a comfortable ride. Whatever he wants, he gets the product. He's the most cursed person. Why? Because he's totally relying on the doctor and the man and all his activities. He's relying on his most successful man. So that makes him forget from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That makes him forget. And this is the greatest curse. That was the curse of Nochash. The curse of Nochash, all your life. I don't want any once in your life you should have to rely on me. Because wherever you go, wherever you find your sustenance, you have your panos, you have everything what you need, you don't need me at all. That's the greatest curse which could be. Hashem says, no, don't even come to my, don't even look to me. I don't want your company at all. So how can you keep him away from Hashem? So he gives him everything, just as the Zohar Kodesh says, like the rebellious son and the father says, throws his food backwards, Bukhina Sakura, and he doesn't want to see him, never wants to see him. So the child never has a chance even to come and cry for him Father, I need food. Listen, I gave you all the food, he throws him. He gives him enough food all the time outside because you throw somebody into the dungeon, to the prison, and you give him enough food, give him everything, so he never ever has to come from it. That's the biggest order. So the order gave a curse to the man, Ashiftach Ba'odam, which is lying on a man, the son Bosor's royal, and he makes the muscle of his flesh the success. Memele min Hashem Yosel Liboy, that's the klola, that min Hashem Yosel Liboy. That's the greatest klola, that he his heart is being taken away from HaKadosh Baruch. The Yim Yiftach Al Chochmos Yotach Boloisa. And if a person will rely on all his chokhmahs and all his tricks, the koyach gufa vishtalus and all his ishtalus, what he's doing, yigalerik, he's going to work for nothing. Viechlash koyach, not because he's not getting it. He may get what he wants, but he's not getting Hashem. Viechlash koyach, in the end, he's going to get weak. The sixth and tachbulosoi, masik hefsoi. And he will shorthand, he will fall short of all things to reach his destiny. Kama Shomer HaKozal says, Loichet Chachomim Va'arma, Armam, Kodesh Baruch Hu is trapping the smarties, the smart guys who wants to be self-dependent. Kodesh Baruch Hu is trapping them in their own arm, in their own tricks. People try to outsmart Hashem, not to go kosher business, wants to get things in their tricky way, and they rely on Hashem. Hashem traps them right there. You'll be successful once and twice and three times, and that himself, you know, those who play in the stock market. Who are the most destined to lose all the money in the stock market? Those who are successful the first few times. You make a few good moves, and you made a lot of money, you lost forever, because you never could let go. And then you lose everything. That's exactly. Loiket chachomi ba'ormam. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them the success, and this is the trap. Woman says, Shafti v'roya v'ro'oi. I sat and I observed, Tachas HaShemesh, underneath the sun. I observed the activity which goes in the world. Keloi lekalim hameroitz. Not to those who are super energetic in the run. Loi legubayim ha'melchoma. And not those who are strong, who are really givers, they win the melchoma. V'gam loi lechachomim lechem. Not even the smart ones, they earn their bread. Only Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it. Omar says that for children to the Dovid HaMelech. Kfirim. Okay. Kfirim. Roshu. V're'evu. Kfirim means what kfirim means, those who are very strong. A lot of muscles. They have strong hearts. So advanced. Roshu. They became poor. V're'evu. They're starving. The great men who always relied on themselves, they became poor and they became hunger. Doish Hashem, and those who always ask Hashem, they ask the whole toys. They never missed anything good, they always had what they wanted. The Yimitah, Rav Ashrayim, really rely on his gates, shiras, on his money. You sell him the money, eventually the money will take away. Be sure there's a loss, it's going to be left for somebody else. Man who relies on his shiras eventually is losing it. That doesn't mean it. He loses it technically. He loses the money. The money is there, but he never benefits, never enjoys the money. Somebody else will take it. You know, as people say, they work very hard in order to leave behind for the widows. They should be able to marry second husbands. They work very hard in order to make rich widows, and then they die, and then she's rich. She inherits all the money. Then he makes a good shirach. They ask a person, why working so hard? Well, I want my wife, and she's going to be a widow, she'll be able to marry good. So you're working for somebody else. You're working for the shirah, for your wife. That's exactly what he says. If you start with Rav Osher, if you're going to work on the shirah, you say, man, it's going to be taken away. Surely it's also going to be left for somebody else. Moshe Makosha, the post says, Osher Yishkaf, the Osher will die. Velo Yosef, Yishkav is going to lay down. Velo Yosef is never going to get back. Velo Yosef ain't a pukach v'enene, and he's never going to get himself together. He's going to open up his eye, and nothing is there. Woman says, "Al tigal hashi, don't struggle to become rich. Ubivinoschu chadol, and stop relying on your wisdom. Don't struggle to become rich. And sometimes you use all your chokhmah in order to become rich. All it takes, no, let go." You just give one glance, you just give a look, and you see nothing is there. Everything is like a. Says, in the middle of his life, he's gonna leave behind the life. In the end, it's gonna be nothing. It's gonna be disgusting. Or he's gonna have, he's gonna live, but he's not gonna be enjoyed. How many people are working, and they make up all the CD, lock up things. And while you're working, so you're working in order to the end of the day, he should enjoy it. But when it comes to the end of the day, he can't relieve himself to enjoy it. He can't let go. All his life he works. There's men, the meagers, how they call those stingy fellows.
Misers.
Okay, they can never enjoy it. So even he has it, but he can't. You know, the famous joke. The joke has a lot of truth in it. And they say that Henry Ford was a very energetic person, you know, a hard working guy. And he made it. So once he was retired already. He went on a beach and sees a young man fishing. Young man sitting in has a buckle of a few fishes already in it and he's fishing and he sleeps, has a big hat over his face, and he's sleeping, dozing off middle of the day, and the rod is in the water and doesn't even watch the rod if the fish has been caught or not. And having Ford became couldn't take it. A young man, middle of the day, fishing. And by the way, if you're fishing, a fish at least well, he's falling asleep. And may you have a fish going out, he's not, like, so he kicks him. What are you doing, middle of the day? You're not watching fish. So what are you doing? You're not, not working. Well, why should I work? Why should I watch? Why can't I sleep? I have already two fishes. See, I made my day. I go home. I have already what to eat. So now I might as well even. Why do you have to work? I have enough. Are you crazy? If you're going to work, you're going to catch a few more fish. So what's going to be there? I can't eat more than two fish. So listen, you're going to make extra few fish. You're going to sell it. You're going to make money. So what is that going to be if you're going to make money? Because you're going to make money. You won't have to work with one route. You know, you're going to be able to pick up this multi route. You're going to catch even more fish. So what's going to do with more fish? You can't eat more than two fish a day. So well, then you're going to sell the excess. You're going to sell. You got even more money. So what do you do with the more money? So then you're going to buy a net. And you're going to be... So. Who needs that much fish? So listen, are you fool? You're going to sell the extra fish again. So what are you going to do with the money? Then you go buy a little ship, and you're going to go out, and you're going to catch even more fish. So what are you going to do with that money? Then you're going to buy a bigger ship. And then you're going to become a big company. You're going to become a big producer. You're going to become this. You're going to become that. And what's going to be then? And then you're going to buy real estate, and then you're going to buy, you're going to become Henry Ford. And what's then? And then, if you're going to have everything done, you worked out, so then you could retire. Like, I'm retired. She starts laughing. I'm retired already. I have to wait till you have to put in 8 years of work, 7 years of work, in order to retire. I'm already retired. I have two fish. I'm retired for the day. I'm retired. I'm enjoying. It's going to be old week, who knows what, a piece of nerve, a piece of nothing. Then I'm going to retire. But I'm enjoying. I retired already. You have to put in all this investment in order to retire. I'm already retired already. This is really, because those people who work, then never comes. Either you die, you leave it to somebody else, or even you have it, you don't enjoy it. You can't even sit back and enjoy it. It's not yours. You have put, you invested everything in it. Because Bochum will not give him the shlita, will not give him the ownership, the master that you should enjoy. The Yetzloy, all the money which he made up, well, nothing will be by him, nothing with him, Pikodon. A Pikod, what?
Just that he started with the aspect of the discussion, include planning or trying to a Derek Teva to build, I mean, and have a state of the city. Yeah, well, I do want to make a big business. I do want to make it successful. I mean, not that I have to have so many nets, so many ships, but that it should be a profitable thing. I mean, but there was a time that I shouldn't just sit down and say, well, two fish is finished. Enough.
Plan pass to that.
Didn't he start with include that? Did he should, or not?
Question is, how much you pay for that ishtablus? And what is the ishtablus? Question is, how much you pay for that ishtablus? It's a very delicate line. I mean, I'm going to say something which, unfortunately, people don't live it. People don't live it. And it's definitely not here. The question is as follows. In today's day, in order for me to make a living, today's time, I have to put in a norma. What is the shtalus? The norma of today, right? Mm-hmm. A few hundred years ago, all you had to work is 2 hours a day. You made a living. You had your orchard, you had your little yard, you worked. In the winter, summer, you were off, you were learning something. Okay. Then you work 20 hours a day, but after that you're learning. Today, unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever it is, I'm saying the book, why today we have to work, you put 8 hours of hard work in order to make a living. Yes. So 8 hours is justified, let's say, I'm just giving argument's sake, 8 hours is justified to shtablas. So since 8 hours is committed for business, to make a living, I would say, in the 8 hours, the normal status is, I could make business, I could become a narrow operator, you know, a single machine. I make $10 an hour, so 8 hours, I'm going to make $80. Or in the 8 hours, I could become a stockbroker, and there I have potential of making $3,000. Or I could become engineer, whatever it is in the 8 hours. And by that, I could plan so that eventually I'm going to be self-sufficient and I wouldn't have to put in 8 hours anymore. And I could take off any time I want, I could go into Mr. Medrash. Yes. If there is appropriate, you should put in ishtablus in the form of the 8 hours which you have to invest for the future. I have to work 8 hours anyhow. I might as well work 8 hours so that in the eventually it's going to rip me off. I should have panosina. Plus, eventually, I shouldn't have to work 8 hours, only 6 hours and 5 hours and 4 hours, and to give every extra hour so Takodesh Baruch Hu for Vodis Hashem. That's appropriate. However, if I say I need now to make a living 8 hours, but I'm going to put in 12 hours for the future. So immediately training up 4 hours now for the future, that's lack of ishtabnes. That's lack of bitochen. But people don't take it this way. People don't take it this way. Not today. We're not this level of ishtabnes. But the truth of the matter, and Bentoyle has to have this mishtabl. Unfortunately, if anyone would say, listen, I make a living, Baruch Hashem, but I'm working for the future. So listen, we're working for you. Maybe the future will never come. Maybe the future will never come, number one. How do you know the future will ever be there? But one thing you're definitely trading off is 4 hours. Now, says, but listen, I'm only 4 hours later, I'm going to say, but you know what 4 hours means? Yofo sho'achas b'tshuva ma'isin tovim. Bo'ilam ha'zeh v'kol k'orishach mo'ilam ha'bo. Better 1 second of living, in the, now, you're trading off, you say, what do you say? Better one bird of having your hand than 2 birds tomorrow, okay? You're working for the future may never come. And what does it end up? I have somebody, a very close relative of mine. He worked very hard in business, gave very little tzedakah, and he was pretty successful. And he was with a little small man yet. Very small man yet. He asked, what's going to be with you? What's going to be? He said, listen, tell you the truth, my goal is to make the first $1 million. I have the $1 million. I'm retiring. He's a young man. He was a young man. I'm retiring. It was not far. It was maybe halfway at the time. I make my first $1 million, I'm retiring. I'm going to sit in Koyler, I put it in a CD, I make my $100,000 a year return, I make my panosa. That's my goal. My goal is to make the $1 million and I'm going to retire. I think he passed the million, probably passed the 2 million. He was never as a slave as he is today. He's the biggest slave after he's made all the million. It's only now, but meanwhile he invested his whole life and it never stops.
So if he was really innocent about, let's say, and said, that's my goal, and he reached the million, and he did put in CD, and did, and he got
back. I would say still wrong.
Take away from
yeah,
problem?
If you put in more than the 8 hours, yes, because what did he do? What did he accomplish, actually?
He did it within the 8 hours?
No, the problem is to put in 16 hours. I asked him, why are you working so hard 16 hours? You have no family, no sheen, and nothing. So he says, I'm working to reach $1 million, and I sit down in a coil. I said, maybe you're never going to get there. But more than this, you're going to get there. And then you're going to say $2 million, because that inflation ate up the $1 million. So, you know, Hashem, after. You know, those people who make deals with the Kodesh Baruch, it's like the story. They say it's a joke, but there's a lot of coverage. So they say somebody was in Gehenna. So one day they call out, hey, come, you promoted. You got out of the Gehenna, you're going to the Gan Eden. You go to the Gan Eden. So what's happening in Gan Eden? So 2 days. After 2 days, go back to the Gehenna. So what's going on here? He says, you were in the Gehenna. Your son came, and I gave him $100,000 check for yeshiva, leave the Shmoscho, so leave this Gewaldige Mitzvah. He had been elevated. So why was I sent back? Because the check bounced. The check bounces, promises bounces. Says, yeah, Hashem, I'm putting it out. I got to make the $1 million, I got to buy a colon, man. The promises, Hashem, you really, I really didn't meant it. Yes, I meant $1 million, how do you call it, how do you purchase value. Today it's inflation, today it's $2 million. And you're trading, you're dealing with Hashem. The bottom line is, you take today's house that you have to invest in order to make a living. Today you have to work, let's say, 8 hours to make a decent living. And you take that eight in the parameters of the 8 hours, you say, Hashem, I want to work in such a way that I could later on save, not to work 8 hours, only 6 hours. So the shtadlus is in the parameters of 8 hours. You're not investing more time, you're not giving up more time. So what is the parameters? Instead of becoming a simple worker without worry, and to make my $10 an hour, I'm going to make my $80 for the day, I'm going to have enough to live on. You say, no, I'm going to work harder this 8 hours, put in time, and I'm going to study, and I'm going to invest my business. That later on, I don't have to work the 8 hours. I could retire early. Yes, that you should do. But I should work 12 hours. I should go 10 hours. I should give up more 2 hours of today, because the future, I'm going to shorten my business. Who says there's going to be a future? By the way, you're giving up 2 hours immediately. The 2 hours immediately is more worth than anything in the future. So to give up altogether, not to be mishtal, is irresponsibility. Again, the difficulty of our job is Hashem is requiring us to be mishtal, to be normal people, and to worry, and to try, and to plan, and at the same time have always Hashem in the middle. What price you're paying and how much, and that's the difficulty, to have both together. But to be epikone, for him this money which Hashem gives him will nothing more than be epikone, because Bach is keeping it. Like he said, a man is really nothing more than a bank teller. The bank teller. Yeah, a bank teller sits at the bank, you know, you have to cash so many checks during the day, you have to make so much money transaction, but nothing is yours really. You got your paycheck, no matter if you exchange $1 million, $500,000, but if you steal one penny, you're a thief. You have to get enough money, you have to give an accounting for every penny which went through on your own thing. you're nothing more than a pekun. Shemar es min abgoyim at shiyoshu. You have to watch the money at shiyoshu mishoyron until you give it back. The one to whom it has been prepared. K'moshu omar, like the pasuk says, velochoyte for the sinner. Now who is the sinner? The sinner is the man who relies on himself, who relies not on Hashem, who relies on himself. No san inyan, because Baruch Hu put in an inyan in the person, put in an interest, in a goal, in an ego, an ambition. And sometimes the ambition which people have to make it is the biggest curse. You are a sinner to begin with. You don't rely on Hashem. You rely on yourself. You could only feel safe and tranquil when you know you feel you got it, you made it. So what does Hashem put? Hashem puts in an ambition into you. No san inyan, puts in ambition lesoy, to get money, to get wealth, and to save. That in order you should be able to give it to somebody who is good in the eyes of Hashem. It's not you. You're working for somebody else. And so you're working hard in order your wife should become a young, rich widow and should be married off the second one. Who prepared this young, rich widow? You. You gave your life away for your young, rich widow. The woman says, Yochin, he will prepare, the Rosh will prepare. Tzadik ilvash, and tzadik will dress, and tzadik will benefit from this preparation. The kesef noki yachloik, and the clean money will be distributed. But to the efshir, and this is very sensitive, efshir is very possible. She amomoy, the money which he accomplishes will be sibas reosoy v'ovda nafshoy. That's going to be the cause of his destruction. In other words, that's the shita of the Chovei Salvova. Says most of the people who make it, the most of the people who have it, is punishment. Most of the people who have money, most of the people, if they get what they want to get, it's not because Hashem is rewarding them. Most of the people, because Baruch Hu destroys them.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.